news, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the prime evening news for today, Tuesday, March 5th, in the headlines. The LP regime critic Brian Linton, who is already facing an alleged frivolous unproven charge of committing a high crime, was detained today for questioning about a plot for lawlessness on February 25, 2024. St. Lucian Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre has appointed Jeremiah Norbert as Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, overseeing crime prevention and persons with disabilities.
Our news.
And France made history on Monday by incorporating the right to abortion into its constitution, a groundbreaking move that is being celebrated by women's rights organizations worldwide. Details coming up next.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Outspoken DLP administration critic Brian Linton from the community of Margaret, who is already facing charges of a high crime, was detained today for questioning about a plot of lawlessness on the 25th of February. Brian Linton has been taken into police custody earlier today when he went to report and sign in at the Marigot police station, as required under his bail conditions. The Marigot police advised him that they were instructed to detain him for an investigation squad from police headquarters in Rosso to be interviewed about a plot for lawlessness on February 25th that never occurred. The earlier charge against Brian Linton has been languishing the judicial in Dominica several years and allegedly cannot be prosecuted due to lack of evidence. Many contend that this is just another attempt of intimidating critics of the DLP administration, which is now coming under intense scrutiny by local and international media for matters pertaining to the CBI passport selling program, which now appears to be dwindling as allegedly indicated by leader of the party. Is this yet another case of detention without evidence to prosecute in a court of law? Dominicans are waiting to see the outcome of this detention. Former Prime Minister Edison James is urging Prime Minister's character to provide a detailed breakdown of the figures related to the country's citizenship by investment program in the interest of transparency for the people of Dominica. James said that information should be readily available to the Prime Minister and other administrative officials involved in the country's CBI program.
All we're asking is for Mr. Skerridge to get the figures done. Give us the information as to the number of people who receive citizenship. Break it down into, principal, recipient, dependents, children, all those. Break it down. Give the total figure, because we understand the principal applicants will be paid a certain amount, dependents a certain amount less, and then the children. Put all that together. That information should be at the fingertips of Mr. Skerridge and all the finance people he has. There's an accountant general and all the accountants in the accountant general's office. There's a financial secretary and all the finance people in the Ministry of Finance. And in any case, in this day and age, it should be possible to just punch two figures in and get the information out. Bring that information and give it to the people. To the extent that Mr. Skerridge, in the face of all the information that has been put forward, he's saying that there's no money missing. Well, you know, in that case, then somebody has stolen the money.
James asserts that it is imperative for Dominicans to scrutinize the Prime Minister and his associates concerning the alleged missing funds from the country's citizenship by investment program.
He told us that he had an arrangement with Mr. Anthony Hayden. He told us so, that if he had not put that arrangement in place and made that amount of money available to Mr. Hayden under some program, then the figure at that time would be $1 billion more. So even at that time, we have been told by Mr. Scurry that money that has been going into this account, in this arrangement with Mr. Hayden, has shortchanged our treasury. So that was some years ago. By this time, the indications are that it is not only $1 billion, it's about $6 billion. Well, I think it is time now for us to call for Mr. Hayden to be detained in Dominica. He must be detained and questioned about our money, along with any accomplice he has here.
And that was former Prime Minister Edison James. Ireland's Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, announced on Thursday, March 7, 2024, that nationals of Dominica, Honduras and Vanuatu would be required to obtain visas before traveling to Ireland. Additionally, a transit visa would be necessary for those intending to transit through Ireland en route to another destination. In her statement, Minister McEntee said, and I quote, "This is a carefully considered decision taken which will bring Ireland into close alignment with the visa regime in the United Kingdom and the Schengen area." The introduction of visa requirements for nationals of Honduras, Dominica and Vanuatu is part of an ongoing process to align Ireland's visa regime with that of the UK and the Schengen area. This aligns with previous moves such as the introduction of visa requirements for Bolivian nationals in September 2023 and for convention travel document holders in July of 2022. Representatives from 21 civil society organizations in 9 Caribbean countries convened in Suriname to address urgent challenges of migration and climate change. Engaged in grassroots advocacy, they exchanged knowledge and experiences, learned from technical presentations, and proposed actions to enhance community resilience.
These 2 days also gave me the opportunity to meet with colleagues across the region that's doing similar work so that we can now collaborate in a manner that will aggregate the resources or the diminishing resources that we have in ways that we are able to better leverage those resources. And those resources include people, not only money, but it includes people, the knowledge that they have, the experiences they have, our abilities to identify our similarities, even though we're in different countries in the region. There are things that we all share and we can all learn from each other and build on the capacities that we have.
During the workshop, participant Edward Michel noted that they gained insights from other countries confronting similar challenges. He emphasized the importance of creativity and adapting international standards to local contexts in addressing these issues.
For us, for this conference, it was very, very, very interesting. We learned a lot, learned how approaches of other countries also facing the same challenges, but how they are creative, how they are using the standards in a local context to solve the issues. So it was very, very interesting for us, for me, especially because there I am more equipped to bring all of this knowledge back to our office there in Curaçao.
And that was a participant of the IOM organized workshop, Edward Mitchell. Pastor Randy Rodney noted that numerous businesses showed solidarity with the hashtag Do Nothing Day observed on Monday. He interpreted this as a clear indication that individuals have been feeling the economic strain and are making a statement. Pastor Rodney stressed the importance of conveying to the DLP administration that the citizens of Dominica are no longer willing to accept unaccounted monies as business as usual.
Now I didn't listen to the address, quite frankly, but it was sent to me. And I listened, well, not an address, the statements that Prime Minister Skerrit made on Kyrie with his host Simeon saying, yes, PM, yes, PM. And it's another, how do I call it, bowl of nothing. So the answer to the question of the missing billions rests in figures, not in explanations. Let me tell you what your explanation sounds like. We gave you $10,000 to make a dinner, and that was supposed to be a dinner for X number of people with shrimps and what's the other one name? The expensive stuff. And you make a braaf, back and neck for them, and tell them what I make the food, but you hold the rest of the money. That's what it is. What the expansion you give us, that's what it is. Stop this childish thing. And you're still operating like you're 26. You're 50-something years old. Put water in your wine. So that when you're speaking to adults, you speak to adults. So here's the drill, sir. It appears from my own check that we have sold pretty close to 40,000 passports. That should have a figure about you. The calculation should be simple, you know. If all you say is, you know, 10,000 family and 40,000 single, whatever the case is, the calculation is simple. You are just defending without defending. You can only defend figures with figures. That's all you can do. You cannot defend it to say, well, look, we have that then, we have that then, we have that then.
According to Pastor Rodney, his investigations indicate that Dominica has sold nearly 40,000 passports. He emphasizes that the calculations are straightforward and evident.
Dominican News Online reports that there was a strange odor at the Inland Revenue offices. And how I heard, I didn't listen to the address, quite frankly, but it was sent to me. And I listened, well, not an address, the statements that Prime Minister Skerrit made on Kyrie with his host Simeon saying, yes, PM, yes, PM. And it's another, how do I call it, bowl of nothing. So the answer to the question of the missing billions rests in figures, not in explanations. Let me tell you what your explanation sounds like. We gave you $10,000 to make a dinner, and that was supposed to be a dinner for X number of people with shrimps and what's the other one name? The expensive stuff. And you make a braaf, back and neck for them, and tell them what I make the food, but you hold the rest of the money. That's what it is. What the expansion you give us, that's what it is. Stop this childish thing. And you're still operating like you're 26. You're 50-something years old. Put water in your wine. So that when you're speaking to adults, you speak to adults. So here's the drill, sir. It appears from my own check that we have sold pretty close to 40,000 passports. That should have a figure about you. The calculation should be simple, you know. If all you say is, you know, 10,000 family and 40,000 single, whatever the case is, the calculation is simple. You are just defending without defending. You can only defend figures with figures. That's all you can do. You cannot defend it to say, well, look, we have that then, we have that then, we have that then.
Pastor Randy Rodney. In other news, earlier this month, Prime Minister Honorable Philip J. Pierre made a significant decision by appointing Honorable Jeremiah Norbert as Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibilities for crime prevention and persons with disability. This move underscores the Prime Minister's dedication to fostering inclusivity and prioritizing the needs of St. Lucians. The creation of a dedicated ministerial position aimed at developing policies to empower individuals with disabilities showcases the government's commitment to building a more equitable society. Honorable Jeremiah Norbert, who himself triumphed over a permanent disability resulting from a motor vehicle accident in 2021, embodies this commitment. As Minister for Persons with Disabilities, Jeremiah Norbert will advocate for disability rights and ensure representation for this community at the highest levels of decision-making in St. Lucia. Additionally, in his role as Minister for Crime Prevention, he will collaborate with various stakeholders to develop strategies aimed at deterring criminal activities and providing support to vulnerable groups. And France achieved a historic milestone on Monday, as it officially incorporated the right to abortion into its constitution, a global precedent celebrated by women's rights advocates but condemned by anti-abortion factions. The decision was overwhelmingly supported by MPs and senators, with 780 votes in favor and 72 against, during a special joint session of Parliament in Paris. 780.
Abortion rights activists broke into cheers near the Eiffel Tower on Monday as France enshrined the right to abortion in its constitution in a world first.
Pour l'adoption, 780.
In a special joint vote of the two houses of parliament at the Versailles Palace, MPs and senators overwhelmingly backed the initiative. The final tally, 780 votes against 72. Article 34 in the French Constitution will now read that The law determines the conditions in which a woman has the guaranteed freedom to have recourse to.
Nous célébrons une victoire. Notre vote est une promesse aussi.
Our vote is also a promise to all women around the world who are fighting for the right to have control over their bodies. Today's vote tells them that their fight is ours and that this victory is theirs.
Cette victoire est la vôtre.
Abortion rights are more widely accepted in France than in the US and many other countries. Polls show around 80% of French people support the fact that abortion is legal, which it has been since a law passed in 1974. It was harshly criticized at the time. But in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision to reverse the Roe v. Wade ruling that recognized women's constitutional right to abortion, activists pushed France to become the first country to expel. Marine Le Pen said French President Emmanuel Macron was trying to score political points, adding that it's an exaggeration to call it a historic step when the right to abortion was not at risk in France.
In reality,
the day after this Congress, nothing will have changed for women, said Hélène Laporte, a lawmaker from Le Pen's party.
En fait, on a importé un débat qui n'est pas français.
The president of the Association of Catholic Families called the change an imported debate that is not French.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. DLP regime critic Brian Linton, who is already facing an alleged feverish unproven charge of committing a high crime, was detained today for questioning about a plot for lawlessness on 25 February.
Q95DA.com.
St. Lucian Prime Minister Philippe J. Pierre has appointed Jeremiah Norbert as Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, overseeing crime prevention and persons with disabilities. And France made history on Monday by incorporating the right to abortion into its constitution, a groundbreaking move that is being celebrated by women's rights organizations worldwide. I've been your presenter, Fudison Valman.
What happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on Q.